The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
One more deduction I can take. But the postman brought my W-2 this morning, and this year they're claiming a third of all I make. Now I'm just as patriotic as the next man, and you know I love that red, white, and blue. So I'll help to pay this rising cost of freedom, but I'll be danged if I'm gonna change my point of view. Cause every time the bureaucrats run out,
luxurious broadcast studios at 4101 Wall Street. That's Blue Water Broadcasting, for those of you that didn't know. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And now we know what rhymes with Jesus. Squeezes. I never would have known. I guess if they were from Mexico, it'd be squeezes. I'm not sure. 6:05 now here, and here's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Thank you very much.
We're a lot of buzz going around here this evening. We've got an exciting show coming up this evening.
Absolutely. We're still talking about dysfunctional government, dysfunctional families, dysfunctional retirement plans. Uh-huh. And they're all going to intertwine, especially the dysfunctional government and dysfunctional retirement plans. If there's no money to invest, there's no retirement plan. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
I just was told about a day or two ago that Bernie and Elizabeth, no, excuse me, whatever she is, I forget what she is.
Elizabeth Warren.
I know that's her name, but I don't know what she, okay. They have turned into pure socialist or communist because I heard they wanted to raise some tax to as high as 42%.
A 42% national, covers everybody, sales tax.
Have they lost their minds?
That's a lot of sales tax.
Are they going to drop the income tax?
I know they'll probably go up on that too.
Well, that's ridiculous. There won't be anything left to eat on.
Yeah, pretty soon what'll happen is you'll go to work and you'll work all day, probably more hours, 10, 12 hours a day, every day of the week. And you'll come home and a truck might come by and leave you a little food and a little something to drink. And you'll go in and watch the state-operated TV with all the propaganda on it. And then you'll go to bed. And you better go early because you're going to have to get up early to go back to work for another 10, 12, 15 hours.
I guess they'll try to shut these kind of radio shows down because they won't want us talking about their massive taxes.
They're going to line all of us up against a wall somewhere.
I'm telling you.
We're expecting this call probably in the next,
four or
5 minutes.
We won't be able to take any calls until after this call because it's coming from Washington, D.C., I do believe.
Washington, George or Martha, which one?
So, this dysfunctional government problem, you know, it all rolls into the retirement plan problem because if the taxes are on our pensions, and then we have a national sales tax on top of that, and then we have to pay federal income tax, and, you know, we're going to have an inflation rate of about 50%. At this rate, it's going to break us.
And you know, you've always heard, people living paycheck to paycheck. Well, they're not even going to make it paycheck to paycheck anymore.
No. Venezuela, here we come.
I'm telling you, we're going to be out eating our money because it ain't worth anything.
I mean, they tried it down there. What happened?
Don't seem like it worked.
It seems like they're in bad shape down there, unless they're, you know, bullfighter or something.
If you want to know how it worked or not, just ask somebody. A lot of them are here now.
Yeah, and I don't think very many people do good at bullfighting up here.
Do they do bullfighting down there?
Oh yeah, man, it's big down there in Venezuela.
I've always wanted. Now I know people are going to get mad. I've always wanted to see one because I just look like something I'd like to see. And I talked to a gentleman who had seen one. He said it was very, very interesting. It's something he'd never seen before. He said, but it is kind of brutal, you know, because the bull usually does not win.
Yeah, we got a lot of bull here, just not as much bullfighting.
But there's a joke I'm going to seek and I clean it up enough to tell about the bullfights. What do we got here? 609, Bradley Burns should be calling us any minute now. And, you know, when he calls, I'm just going to ease back and let you
I want you to join in.
Well, if I got something, I'm going to try not to be stupid. I'm going to try to ask good questions if I can.
And Bradley, Congressman Burns, is probably going to be a really good choice, if not the best.
And I'm sorry, I just happened to think you said you didn't. The last, I think he spells that last name B-Y-R-N-E. Maybe that was what was throwing you off. Bradley, I think, is like it works, but then Burn is spelled B-Y-R-N-E.
Yeah, we don't want to slaughter his name.
No.
Especially when he might be our next senator. We really need somebody that can do some things.
I'm taking this call live. Maybe this is them.
All right.
Health and Wealth, you're on the air. Oh, got to pick it up first. Health and Wealth.
We've got a call.
Health and Wealth, yeah. This is Bradley Byrne.
Ah, hang on, sir. He is there.
Congressman Byrne.
Good afternoon, sir.
David Ernest, thank you very much for joining our radio show.
It's great to be with you.
Our topic today, what we're really talking about is dysfunctional government, and it rolls into dysfunctional retirement plans, especially with the problem that we see coming forward here or very soon with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie's plans to tax us to death, and we won't have any money left to spend for our old age.
Well, both of them are socialists.
Oh yeah,
and you can see what socialism does by looking south of us to a country called Venezuela.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about Venezuela.
By the way, sir, this is my name's Rusty, and David is on the other end there, and we do a little show here called Health and Wealth. And we do appreciate you calling in, and this is what we were talking about. Just like moments ago was Venezuela, and we know that's just pretty much the example for the fact that socialism just does not work. What is it that I mentioned sometimes? Margaret Thatcher says socialism works great until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Venezuela. They have the largest proven oil reserves in the world, and yet people are starving there. Their country is no longer functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where socialism ends up, and why we would want to walk down that path, I don't know. Now, Elizabeth Warren keeps trying to stay away from the topic of how she's going to pay for her health, Medicare for All plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, we know how you pay for Medicare. Medicare is paid for with a payroll tax. It comes out of my paycheck, your paycheck, and our employers have to match it. That's where it comes from. It comes from you and me.
Right.
And it's a $40 trillion program.
Mm.
So it's not a small tax increase. It's a huge tax increase. And it's coming on the working people of America. And I'm dead opposed to that.
Congressman Burns, what do you know about this ridiculous 42% tax thing that we've been reading about in the news that they want to put as a national sales tax to pay for all that Medicare for All? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there've been national sales tax ideas out there for years. And they're always big tax increases, by the way. The thing that worries me the most is that a national sales tax is not something we're going to put on and then somehow it's going to go away. It's going to be there forever. So if they did that tax, think about it. Every time you go to the grocery store and you buy $10 worth of stuff, when it's not hard to buy $10 worth of stuff at the grocery store, you pay an extra $4.20 on top of it, on top of your state sales tax. Now, come on, American people don't want that.
Can you imagine the inflation that would cause? Look at Venezuela, 2,000%.
It's not like people don't like the health care plans that they've got now. Most people over 65 who I've talked to are on Medicare, like their Medicare.
Sure.
Most people who've got in health insurance through their employers like the health insurance they've got through their employers. Just those two groups is like 75% of the people in America.
Right.
Why in the world would we take that away from them? Why would we do that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. None of this is making any sense, Congressman. We need somebody to represent us and get this stuff out of the way. We don't need all this nonsense that's going on. It doesn't even add up. I'm a financial guy. I do retirement planning and other things. And it scares me to death about how we're going to survive. What's going to happen to our retirement plans? What's going to happen to our taxes? What's going to happen to the future? And, you know, it's just a scary thing, you know. And we just need somebody. I mean, I don't even, it's ridiculous what's happened to our state. We've got a liberal senator. And we don't need that. I mean, you know, most of us, we don't even understand how that happened.
We made a mistake in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We elected a Democrat, and he's not a moderate Democrat. You know, he's not a Joe Manchin Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat. And he's voted very liberally since he's been over there in the Senate. So I've decided to run for this Senate race because we have got to replace him with someone who's a common sense conservative, an Alabama conservative. Somebody who will vote the way we want him to vote, who wakes up every day and says, I'm the senator from and for the state of Alabama, and I don't represent Chuck Schumer.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Rusty, you're going to have to help me. Meeting was that Congressman Byrne went into the other day and asked some questions?
You pretty much kicked the door in, didn't you, when you went down there? Y'all just went in like guns a-blazing and said, well, we're coming in. We want to know what's going on. I was watching you on TV, and I was proud to see y'all do that because this was the impeachment proceedings that they're doing behind closed doors.
This is an impeachment hearing occurring in the basement of the Capitol in locked rooms that are supposed to be used when they're taking classified information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they start every day, I know this from our members that are in the room, they start every day saying, you will not be getting any classified information today. Then why the heck are they in a room that's made for classified information? Because they don't want the American people to see what's going on in there. And I and others had a belly full of that, and we walked into that room. They didn't like it. They didn't like it one bit. They threatened us and all that sort of thing. But we needed to be in there, and we needed to expose this thing for the sham that it is.
Mm-hmm. We need
so one of the people.
We need that. We need that.
One of the Democrats in the room said you should be ashamed of yourself. I said, I've never been prouder of myself.
There you go.
Good. You go. That's fantastic.
This is what they think. This is crazy. That they're supposed to be special prosecutors. And I said, you're not a prosecutor. You're a member of the United States House of Representatives. Prosecutors work over on the executive side under Article 2 of the Constitution. You're under Article 1. You've forgotten who you are. Mm-hmm. Today, Adam Schiff, that chairs that committee, told a witness not to answer a question that a Republican member asked of him. So now Adam Schiff thinks he's a judge. That's Article 3 of the Constitution. Mm. These people have lost their minds.
Go ahead. I just wanted to ask, you said they lost their minds. Is that pretty much all of them, or just, I'm talking about the Democrats. Is that pretty much all of them, or just like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer? And, I mean, they just, and another part of that question, in the past 3 years since Mr. Trump went into office, what have the Democrats done except try to get him out of office?
Yeah, I mean, nothing, really.
Nothing. I mean, they took the House by getting a majority in the House, and they promised the voters in those districts that they flipped from Republican to Democrat that they were going to get to work and address the issues that people in America are concerned about,
mm-hmm.
cost of health care, et cetera. They haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we spent all this time, all this effort on Mueller report, Mueller testimony, all this other stuff. Of course, they've now sort of sweeping to the side, and now they're focused on this phone call with the Ukraine president. You know, that got started because of a whistleblower complaint. Now mm-hmm. they're saying, well, we don't need the whistleblower. You know, they just kind of move from one thing to the next as they see fit that works for them or may work for them. This isn't going to work.
Have you ever seen the original Manchurian Candidate?
Yeah.
There's a senator or a congressman in there, and somebody tells him, you need to tell them that there are some communists in the Senate, and you're going to expose them. And they say, how many? And he looks down, and you see a bottle of Heinz 57 sauce sitting there. Next cut to the next scene, he's up there addressing, there are 57 communists. Is that how they're making this stuff, looking up in the pantry, just getting stuff and just going off rogue?
Well, what they do is they throw something up against the wall, and if it sticks, they keep it. Uh-huh. If they don't, they move on. Well, nothing's sticking. Nothing's sticking.
You're right. It's just a shame. In my business, the regulation that Elizabeth Warren was trying to bring in, along with Obama, it just about strangled the business. And when Trump came in, he released a lot of the regulatory things that were about to hit, and it really boomed the business and the economy, if I could tell. But, you know, all I got to do is just look over at Canada, look over at England, and a financial advisor almost doesn't even exist. Those people can't even afford one because of the regulation is just it's ridiculous. And that's what Elizabeth Warren wants if she gets in there.
Well, they think people that make money are evil.
Yeah.
I think people that have money, even the modest amount of money, are evil.
I think you're
honest. That only the government is good.
Well, they're off the track there,
yeah.
Aren't they? I tell you, it's just, you know, when we were growing up, they said go to work, get a job, make some money, and now they go to work, get a job, and give it to the government.
Right.
You know?
But think about the middle class, Congressman Bryant. If she taxes the pensions, like she says she didn't want to tax only wants to tax the billionaires and all those people.
Uh-huh.
She says she's going to tax the pensions. Well, the average person that owns money in a pension is a middle-class person. So she doesn't even know what she's doing. She's lost her mind.
The fact that they don't know what they're doing doesn't stop them. one of the new ones, you know, AOC, I call her Congresswoman fact-free. When you're fact-free, you can say anything in the world because it doesn't have to be real. This isn't real. Now, here's the good news. I get worked up and we all get worked up.
Uh-huh.
American people don't want this stuff. And if they nominate Elizabeth Warren, I think they're likely to nominate her. American people are not going to vote for her. And they're going to turn these dangerous liberal Democrats out, too.
Mm-hmm.
the American people are going to bring us back to our sanity, and then we can go about doing what we're doing. This economy is doing great. The Alabama unemployment rate is 3%. It's never been 3% since we've been measured. We need to keep on keeping on what we're doing, keep on doing what we're doing around the world, and this economy is going to take care of us, and we're going to all do well.
That sounds like a good plan.
It sounds like a wonderful plan. Why can't they just go along with it? Why do they want to, you know, make it crash? I mean, it's like they're trying to make the economy crash. It's just crazy. You know, everything's doing good. Do they want to make it crash so that they can throw Trump out? Is that what it is? Is that the problem?
They want power so bad they're willing to do anything. Well, and part of their whole deal of hating President Trump is that he goes right in their face with the stuff that they just drives them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The American people don't want what they're pushing. American people want to control their own lives. They don't want the government controlling their lives.
Right.
And they don't want to send a bunch of money to the government. They want to keep their money. So I think that American people are going to reject all this next November. But we got 12 more months of all this silliness here in Washington for us to go through. Look, the House may impeach the president. There's no way in the world the Senate is going to remove him from office.
Right.
So this is all for nothing. This is truly.
And that's wasted money time there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just pure gridlock. They can't get anything passed that needs to be passed. We're just paying them to just play games.
Mm-hmm.
Waste our money. Waste our taxes.
And are they still.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
What I'm saying is this has been one of the most unproductive Congresses in recent history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that needs changed, and we definitely do not need any, liberals in the Senate of Alabama. That's just, we don't need that.
And I just wanted to ask at this early stage, how's your campaign going? How's it looking?
My campaign's going great. We've got, we announced a few weeks ago a statewide network of community leaders and volunteers, hundreds of people around the state who've come forward to help us. We've gotten great reception everywhere. After last week, we've gotten an enormous number of people who've called in and said we want to be helpful. So we're doing well. Now, the primary is on March the 3rd, so that's just a little over 4 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we got Thanksgiving and Christmas between here and there, but for a campaign, it's sort of unfortunate because people obviously are going to be more focused on Thanksgiving and Christmas. But,
right.
You know, after Christmas, I think people will be focused on this race, and I think we'll have a good campaign.
Well, let me tell you something, and I'm sure I speak for David when I say this. Anytime you want to call us, you call us. I don't care if we don't know you're calling. Just give us a call.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to have you on, and then next time you get to town, we do this thing every weeknight. A lot of times we don't do it on Friday.
Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, but
we're live.
But let us know if you're in town and you want to come in. We'll do the whole hour, or maybe we can talk to the big boss and get a special deal and maybe do a couple hours. Just let you come up here and tell us what's going on.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And if you could slip up behind Nancy Pelosi and make him rabbit ears, so I can see it on TV.
Yeah, do that.
Just let us know when you're going to do it.
Bradley on the TV.
I don't want those bodyguards around her.
He's making the rabbit ears behind Nancy's head.
That'd be funny, man. Do you ever just want to get up and walk up and say, "What's wrong with you?" Because something's just not right with that woman.
No, I keep my distance.
Oh, do you? Probably a good idea. Yep. Don't want you to catch no crazy or nothing.
I can't keep my distance.
Well, you know,
keep your distance from me.
Tell us a little. I mean, if you got plenty of time, you got some time, we'll keep you the whole hour if you can. But if you can't, I just wanted to ask you. Tell us a little bit about Bradley. Tell us about you. I know you're from Alabama.
I was born and raised in Alabama. Uh-huh. My family's been, I'm a sixth generation Alabamian.
Uh-huh.
I'm the first one in my family to go to college.
Yeah, where from in Alabama are you from?
I'm from the Mobile area.
Uh-huh.
My ancestor came over from Ireland to what's now Baldwin County in 1781. So we've been there a long time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I went to college, went to law school at the University of Alabama.
Uh-oh.
They don't have a law school at Auburn now, so don't get too worried up about that. I went home, practiced law at home, got involved in trying to improve our education system, served on the state school board, and served in the state senate. Then you may remember in 2007, Governor Riley got me to take over our two-year college system that was so corrupt at the time.
I remember.
And so It was my job to clean that up. Unfortunately, some people had to go to jail. You know, we had to fire some people. We had to make a lot of changes, but we got the corruption out of the system and cleaned up a swamp, and we got that system doing what it was supposed to do. And I got elected in 2013 to serve in the United States House of Representatives, and I've been here for the last just about 6 years.
Mr.
Barnes. I'm married to a wonderful woman who grew up in Pike Road. She was Rebecca Dukes back then. We've been married 38 years. We have 4 grown children, 2 grandchildren, and we now live in Fairhope.
You know what I like about your picture, Congressman Burns? You have white hair like me.
You know, it's genetic. You get it from your children.
Yeah. That's what I heard. You know, I got the white hair going on. What ain't turned loose has turned white. So,
you got some experience behind you. That's great. Hair.
Yeah, I do. I've got some experience. And I love my state. I mean, I'm from Alabama. I love my state. I want the best for our state. And I love my country. I want the best for my country.
Right.
And I think we can do better than we're doing right now. That's why I want to go to the Senate. I know we can do better than what Doug Jones is doing.
How can folks get in touch with you? I know you got probably a website and 1-800 numbers and all that kind of stuff. You want to throw those out there for us?
The easiest way to do it is to go online and just punch in bradleyburn.com, BradleyBurne.com. And my site will come up and it'll have all the information you need about contacting us, trying to find out more about my positions on issues, wanting to volunteer or whatever. And we've gotten a lot of response in the last week or so. We'd love to have more people do that.
Okay. You do the Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, you can go on that same site. It'll show you where my Facebook site is and everything.
Mm-hmm. One more thing. I mean, you know, people sometimes they see Bradley Byrne or they see anybody else on TV and they say, I wonder what that guy likes to do. What does he do for fun? Does he like to fish? Does he collect stamps? What do you do?
When I have time, which isn't often, I'll be honest with you, I like to hunt and fish. I'm an outdoors person.
Uh-huh.
I grew up that way. And so when I have time, that's what I do. But, you know, that's one of the great things about Alabama. We have plenty of places to go hunting and fishing.
Yes, we do.
But,
yeah, we're lucky.
I don't have a whole lot of time to do it these days.
No, you're too busy trying to clean out the swamp.
Yep. I got a new swamp up here in Washington we're working on.
I tell you what, it's swampy up there, too.
Yeah. So your days are really busy up there, and I guess they're always trying to convince you to see their way, the liberal way, or do they even try?
They're not really trying, no. They're just trying to cram everything down my throat.
Well,
I'm not an easy cram down person.
There you go. How do you think the media handles it? We hear so much about the mainstream media and the fake news. I mean, what's your spin on that? Do you think that's really true, that they're kind of spinning toward the left?
They're awful.
Really?
They're sowing the tank with the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like, look at the way they're covering this impeachment inquiry. Terrible. If Republicans were having an impeachment inquiry of a Democratic president behind closed doors in the basement of the Capitol, those news people would be beating down the door to get in that room and would be just story after story about how awful we are.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats do it, and they think it's okay.
What?
I mean, the Washington Post, below their masthead, says, it's just what it says, democracy dies in the dark. But the Washington Post is fine with them doing this thing in the darkness. They're all hypocrites.
Well, what about the Washington Post, the thing the other day, this guy that the Navy SEALs or the SEAL Team 6 got the other day, austere scholar.
Oh,
father,
yeah.
Father of three.
Was that real?
That was.
Yes, it was real. Anybody would know that's crazy. I mean, he was a terrorist. Somebody killed that girl. That sweet girl.
And they're making out like he's some upstanding member of the community.
How could they even go to bed at night, Congress Burns, when they're taking that side?
I don't know. I mean, I watch this stuff like you watch this stuff. I interacted with someone today, but I just got to tell you, I don't. They've got a narrative. They've got a story already in the head when they get started. And they're going to take whatever you say and make it work into that narrative. And sometimes it's just fake news. It's just fake news.
They just want.
Now, they get all mad when you say that, by the way. They get mad at me when they heard me say fake news. And I said, well, if you quit doing it, I'll quit calling it.
Exactly. They just don't want Trump to win again. They're trying to mess it up fly in the ointment, just get everything just all screwed up so that people will think that he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, obviously, he does. Look at the economy. Look at all these other good things that are going on. Less regulation. They're trying to crash the market. Honestly, I think they're trying their hardest to get the stock market to go down. And that's why, you know, I tell my clients all the time, they need to be careful, you know, be in defense, mm-hmm. because we've got, it's like they're working against us. They're not trying to help us. And
no, they don't want to help you. They think what you do is evil. Mm. You're making money. You're not supposed to make money. The government's supposed to give you your money.
Mm. That's communist. That's not even socialist.
It's communist. Well, I agree with you. I told you just kidding. They're socialists.
Yeah.
Mm. But the American people are going to see through this next November. They're going to reelect President Trump. We're going to get rid of Doug Jones. We're going to have a good, strong Republican like me there in the United States Senate representing uh-huh. Alabama. We're going to take back the House, and we're going to get on down the road and get past this stupid impeachment stuff, because it ain't going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, since they said they have turned this investigation they've been doing, this impeachment thing, I think it was the impeachment thing, into a criminal thing, am I getting mixed up here? But
no.
Do you think since they've done that things are going to start moving forward? Because they're going to start subpoenaing folks. They're going to start wanting to ask questions that people are going to have to answer unless they all load up with Comey and go to New Zealand. I don't know about any kind.
Yeah, is he really going to go to New Zealand?
I don't know if there's an extradition treaty with him or not.
He needs God. God will let him go with God wherever he's going.
And of course, New Zealand heard about it. And said,
well, you know, there was several movie stars said that they were going to go and leave the United States if Trump got elected. I didn't see any. I believe.
No, they didn't.
And
go there.
Do you know? David and Mr. Byrne, do you know that if you're going to immigrate to Canada, it could take up to 10 years. You can't just run over there. I'm Canadian now. You have to go over there. You have to have a job. You have to have a sponsor. You have to have a get to become a natural citizen. You don't just walk in and become a Canadian.
Yeah, and that brings up another question, Congressman. I want to ask you, how do you feel about these people jumping over the walls down south, and then they get more money than our poor Social Security widows get per month? How does that work? Why is that going on?
I'm totally opposed to that. I was down at the border 3 months ago in El Paso, and I saw part of the border where there was a wall, part where there was a fence, and part where there was nothing. Now, the fence doesn't work as well as the wall because those human traffickers will just get some bolt cutters and cut through it.
Uh-huh.
But the wall works. I'm telling you, that wall works. I saw the place where the wall is, and it works. The Customs and Border Patrol agents told me there used to be no wall there. It used to be very violent down there. People on both sides were endangered. We put the wall up. We haven't had a problem since. I saw a part where there was no wall, and we literally watched people run across the border. Now, they put their hands up there and say, oh, please arrest me. I want asylum. And then they, they gained the asylum law because they're not entitled to asylum. You're not entitled to asylum just because you're poor, because you come from a violent place. There's a lot more to it than that. 80% of them don't even show up for their asylum here.
Right.
We had that woman several months ago was killed in Mobile in a head-on collision. The driver of the other car was a 19-year-old from Guatemala who came here illegally when he was 17, claimed asylum, and never showed up in court. And next time law enforcement sees him, he's killed a woman. So border security is personal security. It's your and my personal security. And we need a wall, and we need to enforce our immigration laws. And we need to change this asylum thing so people can't game it. And those Canadians, those mean Canadians, for having a legal process that requires you to jump through a lot of hoops to become a citizen. Yeah, you should have that.
They're not
but
stupid.
If America does it, we're mean.
I know. Yeah, how does that work? I mean, they want all our money. They want all of our economy. They want to come over here and make a lot of money. But then we're mean if we don't give them everything. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. You know, everybody wants to come over here, and I'm not against immigration. We need really, really good minds here. We need you know, people to come and help our economy. And it's always been like that. That's why, you know, that's why we're the United States of America. We have immigration. But for people to just come in here, just to come and take money that they don't deserve. What really bothers me, and I know it bothers you too probably, is the fact that everybody pays all these big taxes, and soon, if Elizabeth Warren has anything to do with it, 42% tax, extra added, what is that, national sales tax and all that other crazy stuff, and we're just going to give that away? I mean, how far can this system go? How far can we go with this system being taxed like it's being taxed, and survive and bring all these outsiders in and pay for their lunch too?
Well, we can't survive doing that. American people know this, by the way. You don't have to paint this picture hard for them. They got it. We can't survive that way, and we're not going to go down that road. But the Democrats have to have all these debates, and you know, all the candidates like Elizabeth Warren up there shooting their mouth off. So we've got to endure them saying all this stuff. But you know what? It's a good object lesson for the people of America. You can point your finger and say, there it is. Now go listen to what they said and go look at Venezuela and tell me that's what you want. American people are going to say no. So, hey, guys, I've had fun being with y'all tonight.
I would love
to come with y'all in the studio.
Look, you, like we said, just call us anytime. You just call and say who you are. Well, it's our guy. And anything we can do to help you. And when you come to town, let us know ahead of time. We would love to have you come in.
Absolutely.
And visit us. And I'll see if I could, you know, warm my way into an extra hour. We have to just do it upright.
Yes. We very much appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
We think that you are the answer, probably, I personally do, for our state. And we really want to help you because we need this stuff to change. We don't need what's been going on. It's got to change. We cannot.
All right. We will be there with you in studio soon, okay?
Yeah, Bradley Byrne, 2020.
Thank you,
Congressman. There you go.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, sir. How about that, man? We talked to somebody important.
I know it. Makes me feel important.
How about that?
He's a great guy. I like him.
He's nice.
Like I told him, I really do like his picture. He's got white hair, you know. And
Alabama fan.
I looked at that. I said, you know, he makes me feel good. I got white hair.
And I'm going to be looking on the TV for them bunny ears up behind Elizabeth Warren. Up behind Pelosi.
Pelosi.
That might make her look better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a break. Take just a quick break and just play something a little fun. And we'll be back in just moments with more of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And welcome back to What If, the program where you write us letters asking what if, and we try to make it happen. Our letter tonight comes from Little Charlie McKimmy, and he goes to Morning View Elementary, and little Charlie writes, "What if some of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates were replaced by characters from 1970s sitcoms?" Well, little Charlie, just sit right back and enjoy your What If. Tonight on All in the Dysfunctional Family, Mitch McConnell, played by Archie Bunker, and Kamala Harris, played by Gloria Bunker-Stivic, discuss gun control.
Did you know that 65% of the people murdered in the last 10 years were killed by handguns?
Would it make you feel any better, little girl, if they was pushed out of windows?
Beto O'Rourke, played by Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter, tries to get the debate moderator to notice him and ask him a question. Old creepy, touchy-feely Joe Biden, played by Kojak, addresses a group of elementary school children.
Loves you, baby. You're beautiful.
Elizabeth Warren, played by Edith Bunker, is asked if she thinks she'll make a good president.
Oh, well, I ain't sure. And even if I was sure, I ain't sure that I can do it. And even if I was sure that I could do it, I ain't sure that they want me to do it. Even if they want me to do it, I ain't sure that I can do it or that I
want to
do it.
What
the hell are you talking about?
Bernie
Sanders, played by Fred Sanford, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, played by Aunt Esther, discuss Bernie's recent heart attack.
Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
You old fish-eyed fool.
Archie Bunker has a heart-to-heart with son-in-law Mike Stivic, played by Cory Booker.
You are a meathead.
And Fred Sanford chimes in.
You big dummy.
And could-be 11th hour candidate Hillary Clinton, played by Flip Wilson's Geraldine, is asked about her big old floppy shower curtain dress.
The devil made me buy this dress.
That's tonight on All in the Dysfunctional Family, right after Wheel of Treason and Let's Make a New Uranium Deal. And especially for little Charlie McKimmy over at Morning View Elementary.
You old fish-eyed fool.
We love you, Chuck. Little Charlie McKimmy over at Morning View Elementary. How about that, boy? He's something else. Man, that was one of the coolest radio interviews
I've ever done. Man, I loved it. I loved it. I like that guy. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, he's going to come see us.
Man. I mean, that guy, he knows what he's talking about. He knows how dysfunctional the government is right now.
He'll come visit.
And this dysfunctional government is what's going to cause a dysfunctional retirement plan for folks. If these things happen that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders want to do, we're going to be in such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You cannot do the things that Venezuela did. I mean, it's going to crash the system. And the stock market is just booming and booming and booming right now. And that's the reason, guys, I am so conservative when it comes to people's money. In other words, I want to put it in there where it'll make money when the market goes up. But if it goes down, it locks in. And, you know, sure, it'd be great if we could keep, you know, the thing booming all the time. But, of course, we go through these cycles and, you know, it's cyclical and up and down and all that stuff. But the stuff that's going on right now, all this gridlock, all this crazy stuff that's going on right now is making it so dangerous around the corner. Because, look, what if something weird happens? It's so dysfunctional right now. You've got... I can't even imagine the things that they talk about, that they want to do. When I sit back as a businessman and listen to it, just like a congressman, Byrne, he said, it doesn't make any sense. They're crazy. They're completely crazy. And this dysfunction of being so crazy and telling people that they're going to give them all these things, and they say, well, you know, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to save for retirement. I don't have to, you know, they're going to give me my money. And you're going to go, I'm saying, where's it come from? Rusty, tell me, where's it coming from?
Short of pulling it out of somewhere that you can't say on the radio, I don't know. I mean, you know, well, we mentioned just a minute ago, Bradley Byrne said it himself. You know, you pay for that out of your paycheck. They take money out. And that's where that money comes from. So, you know, that'll have to go up. A 42% sales tax. I mean, he just mentioned it. And, you know, he did math. And he probably did it in his head, which I'm amazed. You know, you spend $10 at the Walmart, automatically they're going to tack $4.20 on there. That's like almost half of what you just spent.
Well, it would immediately cause probably a 50% inflation rate in this country. I mean, it would. Uh-huh. And... All these people on fixed income, like Social Security and all that stuff, I mean, they would have to start printing more money, and then we would turn into some kind of a place like Venezuela. You know, the feds couldn't even control the interest rates. It would be insane. You think 1979 with a 15-20% prime rate was bad? Try 1,000% or some kind of crazy thing that would happen. Because once it got going, once they got the fuel going with the fire, it would just be blazing, and the retirement plans would burn down, and all these other crazy things would happen. And we can't let this happen. We have got to get control of this dysfunctional government. Congressman Byrne, he's one of our great hopes. I see that. I can see that. Plus, he's got white hair. I like that.
There you go. And if you're over at your house and enjoying a meal that you did not have to pay 42% sales tax on, or if you're just sitting around, you'd like to give us a call, 272-9228, and tell us what you thought about the congressman's call, or ask David a question about your finances.
Right. And we'll give away a pizza tonight.
Yes, we will. You know, we had some of that Folk Rally's pizza the other day when we
had our big
Halloween thing. And by the way, we're going to do some Halloween stuff tomorrow night, if that's all right with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. It'll be a spooky retirement show.
And give us a call, 272-9228.
Yeah, give us a call and tell us what you think about Congressman Byrne and what you think about this sales tax of 42%.
That's
and,
a lot
and
of money.
Your retirement plan potentially burning the ground. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about that. 272-9228.
Or if you're thinking, you know, I don't know if I want to be on the radio, which is crazy because we'll make you sound good. But anyway, if you'd like to talk to David off the air, call him up at 279-7431. He will be more than glad to talk to you, and it is absolutely free, and there is no obligation, but you can't talk to him unless you call him. So call him up, and you can call him now, leave a message, and he will get back to you later. And, you know, you'll meet with him. He'll talk finances with you. My goodness, you might even get free lunch out of it.
Yeah, I believe in the old-timey way of doing business. You know, work hard. Take care of your clients or your friends, your family, you know, and you get what you work for, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
This free stuff or crashing the system is just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sat back and I couldn't even believe my eyes. I could not believe my eyes, Rusty. I know I keep talking about it. It's because I have to pinch myself. Am I even in a real world right now? Are we? Is this an imaginary thing? Are we? Am I in a dream? Are you kidding me? 42% national sales tax. I don't think the Indians would even like that.
Oh no, no, probably not.
And I don't even mean that in a funny way.
Uh huh. I'm sorry. I was just distracted up there. I was looking at the TV. Seems that old Joe Biden went over to church today.
Oh, he's in denied communion.
Yeah, they didn't let him take. They didn't give him a cracker or some grape juice. Right?
Well, he better change his ways.
Well,
is all I can say.
You know, they're funny about that. You start preaching against what they believe or what is common belief.
That's,
in Christianity.
He was denied communion for abortion stance.
And he's saying, "Well,
good for them, man."
Exactly. I mean,
know. Somebody's got some morals around here.
Yeah.
You know,
I wish we could. We can't hear it because it's turned down. But I mean, that's not really breaking news. It happened earlier today. But
right.
You know, I'm wondering. You know, like all the things Elizabeth Warren is saying and everything she's doing. Does she really believe that, or is that?
I think she's just trying to get it all stirred up so she can get a vote.
There
man.
You go. Hey, we got a phone call.
Oh, okay.
In, and we're going to go live.
On.
We're going to go live with him. He's the daring young man on the flying trapeze. Health and Wealth Show, this is Rusty. How can I help you? And, you know, I'm going to learn how to use this phone one of these days.
Yeah.
And I hung up on him. You believe that?
Call back.
Call me back.
Call back. We're going to have to get us a...
We're going to have to get a YouTube tutorial in here or something.
No, we need an intern.
We do need an intern.
An intern that knows how to operate a telephone.
Yes, yeah. And you ain't got to climb up a pole or nothing. Hey, call back. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Sometimes. I got a note from the doctor if you need to see it. You know,
Yeah.
Next time I go to the church, they won't let me have communion. You know, it's just.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But we do still have time for you. Oh, there they are. Now, let me do
okay.
this right.
Yeah, yeah, do it right. Do it right. We don't want to be dysfunctional here.
Hey, man, who's this? No, who is this?
Okay. Yeah, we don't. Dysfunctional government is a bad thing, and. You know, dysfunction on the telephone. It's almost as bad.
I got phone dysfunction, I guess. Okay, I think it's...
You know, I hung up on him again.
Why?
I don't know where my mind is.
What happened? Okay, call back.
I guess I'm...
We got a dysfunctional telephone problem here.
Take my pulse here. This is getting stupid now. That's me. It ain't,
no,
it ain't,
he
it ain't
mean
you.
To
call
you.
Me, man. I'm sorry. We'll get you on the radio. I'm just...
I feel bad.
Dysfunctional telephone, dysfunctional government. All these other crazy things going on around here. And, you know,
I got ED.
Maybe it's the ghost of the Halloween.
Electronic dysfunction. That's what I got.
I don't know, man.
He's probably sitting there thinking, how did this fool get on the radio?
Now, because you got other talents, Rusty.
We're going to get it
right. It's not just telephone answering.
We're going to get it right.
All right. Get it this time.
Don't you go nowhere.
Don't go anywhere. No, we get it this time.
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Don't hang up, Rusty. Don't hang him up.
I think this is how you do it. Okay, now.
All right, are they there?
I'm going to get Rosie to show me. Are you there?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay,
Thank the Lord.
Now, who is this?
Okay, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron. I'm sorry, man. I just, you know, sometimes stupid.
Hey, that's okay.
Sometimes stupid get on you and you just can't brush it off, you know?
Well, you know, I'm technologically challenged myself.
Me
so.
Too. We should.
I thought I was the only one like
we
that.
We should get one of them support groups or something.
That's right. Hey, I just got in my truck. I was burning a little midnight oil to enhance my 401k.
Heard that.
I'm hoping. And but anyway, I just heard y'all talking about a 42% sales tax.
Yeah. Yep.
What moron come up with that?
crazy Indian went on the warpath. Not really.
Had a D in front of their name. I know that.
No, she's an insult to the Indians, man. I mean, they don't want that. A 42%.
Well, it's a good thing she ain't much Indian.
Yeah. I didn't even see any high cheekbones. I don't know where they came.
Her pawpaw had high cheekbones.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, 40. It's just like this. You spend $10 at Walmart, just like Congressman Burns said. You're going to pay $4.20 tax on top of your regular tax. I mean, here in Montgomery, we have a 10% tax.
Right.
Your sales national sales tax would be 42% on top of that.
This is on top of any sales tax
we
already have.
You think? It's not just ridiculous, it's insane. And these people are talking about this and serious about it.
This is her idea to pay for Medicare for all.
Oh, no. I don't even like the idea of all that.
No.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Listen, they could give, if they wanted to make it easy, they could just, you know, do it another way. There's a lot of ways that they could help people with medical insurance.
Okay,
not
listen,
that way.
Listen to this.
Okay.
I was just pulled up something on the Facebook here or on the internet. It says costs will go up for the wealthy and corporations, but for the middle class families, it will go down. Now, I ain't no mathematician, but something here just don't add up.
That's not the 42% sales tax.
That is the 42% sales tax.
National sales
tax. Costs will go up for the wealthy and for corporations.
I don't get that.
But not for the middle class.
We eat the same groceries they do.
I don't, I tell you.
Somebody's not adding right there.
She's a nut.
No.
Stupid.
That's fake news if I ever heard it.
Good grief.
Yeah, man.
We've got to do something. I mean, we really got to elect somebody like Congressman Byrne. We've got to get somebody in there. I don't even know how we got a liberal in Congress.
Well,
I mean, in Senate.
We had Roy Moore, and, you know, it was just that thing that came up that they kept pounding on, and everybody just got turned off of Roy Moore.
I get it.
But I really think we should have bit the bullet and voted for him, got him in there, and
absolutely.
And then later on, I mean, that was a midterm thing, wasn't it?
It's embarrassing the things that Trump's trying to do.
There'd be a voice there, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know if you heard
what I like about Trump is the guy has got some good business sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you look at the economy now in the United States, we are great again.
Absolutely.
You know? And it ain't no fault of Barack Hussein, insane Obama.
Well, now,
I don't know if that guy was a jackass. Pardon my French.
I didn't know that was French. Next time I go in a restaurant, I would like to order these jackass, please. And it's sad though. Yeah, but I don't know if you got to hear us a while ago when we had Congressman Byrne on, but it'll be on the pod.
I did not.
It'll be on the podcast later. You need to pull that up and listen to it.
Yeah, pull it up. He knows what he's saying. He knows what he's talking about.
He's eat up with making sense.
And I'm just real concerned because, and that's one of the reasons why I'm getting more and more and more conservative, mm-hmm. and more and more scared of what this dysfunctional government is going to do to our retirement plans. Even if we have Trump in there, if they continue to have control of Congress, we're going to have a very unsettling economy here pretty soon because they keep jabbing it. If they keep on doing these kind of things, it's going to scare the wits out of everybody, and we're going to have a problem. It's going to cause...
Well, you know, and their mentality is, do anything, including if it hurts you and I, the middle guy, or the hardworking American, go ahead and do something to screw up the economy so Trump looks bad, regardless of who it hurts.
Even their own kids and relations down the line.
Absolutely.
Right. That's like that clown show Bill Maher. You know, he's saying, yeah, I hope the economy tanks. Yeah, what does he know? He's an idiot.
I mean, that's just an example right there. That's why they don't need in control.
Mm-hmm.
Hope the economy tanks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling and being patient when we get in the phone.
Yeah, but thank you, Ron.
We're running out of time, so we need to get out of here. You call us anytime, man, and I'll try to get it fixed.
Yeah, and if you need help with your 401k, leave a message. 279-7431.
Yeah, he might want to call you and talk about his vast holdings. He said he was working on his retirement.
Yeah, give me a call.
But we do need to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night doing a little special trick-or-treat stuff and taking
spooky
your
spooky retirement show.
Yes, we'll talk about that. And let's see, we'll do something else. I don't know what it's going to be. What is this? We're going to do something if it's right or not. But, you know, people ask me, they say, what is wrong with you? Then they ask me, how do I come up with the idea for songs when we leave? I just like to pick something strange and odd that you don't hear on the radio very much. You've heard of the Jimmy Castor bunch.
Yeah.
Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman on it.
Yeah.
Here's one I'd never heard. It's called Godzilla.
No.
Yes.
That is good.
It's unusual. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.